This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. Okay, guys, I am probably one of the most accident-prone people on the planet. You can blame it on many things, bad luck, poor spatial perception, but it all results in the same thing. Bree can injure herself literally anywhere, anytime. Take, for instance, last week, I was plucking my eyebrows, people, and I stabbed myself in the hand. Next thing I know, I am bleeding everywhere going, what the heck just happened? But luckily for me, I had some Active Skin Repair on hand, just one spray, and it felt so much better. By the next day, it was not red, not sore. It was fantastic. I love this stuff. Active Skin Repair can be used to treat a wide range of skin issues, and since it's all natural, non-toxic, it's perfect for people like me with sensitive skin. It works by utilizing hydrochloric acid, which mimics a natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support the healing. With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients that are so safe and clean that it can be used from the youngest member of your family all the way up to the oldest, most accident prone like me, you can have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. So visit www.activeskincarerepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order by using the code NOGUILT. That's www.activeskinrepair.com. Use the code NOGUILT to get 20% off your order. It is not my job to ensure everyone's happiness in my life. It's not your job to make sure your mom is happy. It's not your job to make sure your spouse is happy. It's not your job to make sure that your kids are happy.
Welcome to the No Guilt Mom podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crone, here with the delightful Bree Tucker.
Why, hello, hello, everybody. How are you? Wait, would you say that we're delightful? Because the whole purpose of this episode is people that don't think we're delightful.
They don't think we're delightful.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, like, you put yourself out there and you're going to get some criticism. And honestly, that fear of criticism has held me back for so long. And I think it's held a lot of people back for so long that we just wrapped up our Happy Mom Summit this past week. And we were looking through all of our attendee feedback and reviews. And this one review popped out at me. It was a 1-star review, Bree. And I saw this and immediately, like, this rage came over me at first. I'm like, how dare they? And then after the rage passed, because you have to, like, let rage and emotions pass, then it was, well, this is very informative. So we're going to get in.
I like how you said that. Well, this is very informative.
So we're going to get into what exactly that 1-star review said, how we're dealing with this people-pleasing and everything about that. So if you're a people pleaser yourself and you have a hard time setting boundaries, or you don't like it when other people say bad things about you, this is the episode that you need to listen to. And while you're at it, can you go review us on Apple Podcasts?
But we're going to hope that you don't give us a 1-star review on there. But, you know, yeah, be honest.
But we're hoping it's not a 1-star review on there.
We're hoping that you enjoy us more than that. So love the 5-star reviews for sure. But yes.
For sure.
Hell, share with others about what you enjoy about us. But I wanted to throw in that. I mean, this episode is like our working title right now is 1-star review.
Oh.
So I didn't. Oh,
but to give you all a little teaser, we will share a little bit about when we did get 1-star reviews for the podcast without, like, naming names and what happened there. So
that was also a people pleasing thing.
Yes. Listen to this podcast episode. And now let's get on with the show.
You want mom life to be easier. That's our goal too. Our mission is to raise more self-sufficient and independent kids, and we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to help you delegate and step back. Each episode, we'll tackle strategies for positive discipline, making our kids more responsible, and making our lives better in the process. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast.
Okay, Bree, so this 1-star review, it was so funny because I was actually on vacation with my family as I was going through these. And we were in Portland. We were in this hotel. Side note, the Nines Hotel in Portland, gorgeous, amazing, highly recommend. And it seems like you look at the pictures and it looks like a really expensive hotel room. Downtown Portland, it was $154 a night. Oh, like, wow. That's pretty good for downtown Portland. And I paid for it on points and I was really excited about that.
You found the
anytime
value.
I could get like
it was a yeah. deal. Smoking.
It was such a deal. But beautiful hotel. So I wake up earlier than the rest of my family and I brought my computer since we were just wrapping up the Happy Mom Summit. So I went down to the lobby and I was looking at these attendee feedback surveys. And this is the feedback that was very different than the rest of the feedback. Like most everyone else was very complimentary. Say that Happy Mom Summit, life-changing experience, had so much fun, met so many great people. And then there was this one. I was overall unhappy. I didn't enjoy the speakers at all, as they all seemed to have a different worldview than I did. I was hoping for practical advice, and here's the kicker, Brie, it all seemed to be so self-centered and focused on what is best for me as a mom without any regard to my family's needs. This is not the approach I was looking for and will not be participating again in the future. And I said, rage first, because it's like nothing like putting 3 months of your work out there to get it bombasted like that. It's okay though. It's okay. That's just normal feelings.
Well, yeah. And my thing was too, like when I saw it, because I do not get up as early as you do. I had read some reviews, but I hadn't seen that one yet. And so when I saw this for the first time, I saw it the first time with the rest of the world on Joey on our No Guilt Mom Instagram. Out there in the world. I'm like, oh my God, look what she did. She put it out there. And my immediate response was, well, somebody missed the whole point of the summit. But then we were talking about it some more. We're like, well, she missed it and she got it spot on.
She totally got it. It was totally spot on. That's exactly what we preach here at No Guilt
right.
Mom.
Right. My point of missing it was like, well, the registration page was pretty clear that it was about, you know, taking time for you, focusing on what you need to refill your cup as a mom so that mm-hmm. you have something in your cup to share with the rest of your family, your friends, your loved ones, and life. Because if you're constantly stressed out, depleted, and overwhelmed, you have nothing for anybody else. You have no capacity exactly. for anybody else. So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I saw in this. After rage, I was like, well, wait a minute. Like exactly what you said. This is what we're trying to do as a company. And she just did not agree. And I loved it being written like that because
she's very well articulated on this. I'll say that. Her message was very clear, which is helpful.
The entire message we're trying to get out there that being self-centered is okay. It's good, actually. Being very attuned to your own needs, knowing exactly what you want, asking for what you want, asking for the help, it actually makes it so much better on the people around you because they don't have to guess. They know how to keep you happy because you're telling them exactly what makes you not happy and what makes you happy.
Well, I think that it comes back to, again, like, so I hear the word self-centered and I have a little twist in my tummy. I'm like, yeah, I don't think that that's articulated right. I don't think that's the right word or right phrase. And then the more you were talking, literally like this was 20 seconds ago, my brain was going, well, no, wait, that is the right term. Mm-hmm. But it's just had such a negative connotation given to it. And we talk about this a lot on the podcast, like everything in life is about moderation. They're like, okay, yes, there are times when being focused on yourself is very important because again, like if you're not focused on yourself, like you don't know that you are stressed out. Mm-hmm. You don't know that you are at the end of your, you know, emotional capability to support anybody else in your life. Unless I'm not even getting started on the fact that it's not your job to take care of everybody else's emotional
situation. It's not.
But
yeah, that phrase, without any regard to my family's needs. And that was the point I was like, hold on.
Did you really watch him? Like, did you really?
That's not the approach, actually. The approach is when you take care of yourself, you're actually more available to take care of others.
Yeah.
But that's not your sole purpose in life. Your sole purpose in life is not to take care of others. It's not to take care of your family. You have many purposes in your life. And if you're listening to this right now, you have many purposes in your life. And it is not just to take care of your family. It's also, you want to give a contribution to the world. You want to change the world for the better. Maybe you want to accomplish something great. Like when you think of your purpose, I want moms and women to think beyond just serving in the home, because there's so much more impact that we can make out there.
And I think to add on to that is, like, think about it with your kids. Is that all that you, like, not saying that it's a bad thing, but do you really want your kids to have no regard for anything in their life outside of serving their family for the rest of their lives? No, you want them to have things that bring them joy and happiness. And God forbid people be in situations where their family isn't there for whatever reason. Like, right? Like, what if my kids mm-hmm. never grow up and decide, but they decide they never want to get married, but they decide they want to be single the rest of their life? If their whole purpose in life and all they've ever seen is that happiness comes from serving your family, then how are they ever going to be happy if they don't have that one piece there? Like,
begs the question about what happens when kids grow up and you don't have those. Like, where are you? And so many women find themselves lost at that stage. I mean, I saw my own mom go through it when I went to college. Like, she was lost at that, like, did not know what to do with her time, yep. with her energy. And she's now watching my nephew, so she has it back again. But still, I worry about her constantly not having an outside passion other than taking care of others. And if you hear this and you're like, oh, Joanne, how dare you say, like, not taking care of others is an outside passion. It can be, like,
but in a bigger capacity, right? Like, it's not.
It goes beyond just your immediate kin in the home. Like, it could be much bigger than that. So, like, without any regard to my family's needs, I was like, that's written a little wrong, but it's okay. I understand how these work. Like, people are not perfect. I do not say the most perfect things in the world. I, like, say things and they're taken a completely different way than what I intend them. It's okay.
Well,
it's
okay. Also, if you only came in at one point in a conversation, mm-hmm. like we were talking about before we started recording this, about an Instagram post that someone took one line out of a long Instagram post you did. And
oh yeah.
And take it out of context. It was a little
it
off.
Sounds like, I agree.
It was a little off from what your main point was. But mm-hmm. if you were to come into any of those 32 presentations and speakers that we had talking about how to refill your cup, how to handle all the things that help you, that help ditch the overwhelm and the frustration and the things that make us, like, snap and lose our patience in our daily lives. If you were to walk in and get a snippet of it, yeah, you could think that what we were saying was like, well, forget your family. Just do what makes you happy. And we're like,
yeah, that's not it.
While we do say do what makes you happy, you don't have to do everything for everybody. At no point did we ever say, ditch your family. Throw them out on the street.
Yeah. Put them in a van down by the river. Yes. Make that sticker come true.
Yes, out being ciao, I'm out of here, people.
Well, it really goes into people pleasing and what I thought, like, I would never be okay with. I thought I would never be okay with criticism. So if you think that way too, we're going to share some more stories with you right after this break. Hey, all. It is Joanne.
And Brie here.
And we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called Understood Explains. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Uturbe, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
And in this latest season of Understood Explains, it covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. We actually just listened to the episode, IEPs, Does My Child Need an IEP? And here is what we loved about it.
I loved that it was so digestible. Like, it was such a short episode. And all of the topics, which could be really confusing to parents, were easily explained.
And I loved how they gave great concrete examples because you know how much I love me a good example. They explained what kind of services and supports you could actually see on a child's IEP or individual education plan. And they explained those acronyms. That nothing drives me more crazy than when there's acronyms and I don't get it. I don't know what it stands for. They took the time to explain everything in so much detail and to cover concerns that a lot of families have about special ed services.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains, or just click on the link in our show notes. Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free. Okay, so Bree, right before the break, like you were talking about how I posted both Instagram and TikTok, and it was reposted and taken out of context. Now, I have to say that as a business owner, when you're trying to get your company out there, it's hard. And there's a lot of vanilla stuff out there. And there's a lot of vanilla stuff that we say to everybody else as well. So if you're a writer, if you're anybody trying to like get attention and get people to come to you, there's a lot of like just vanilla out there. And it's because they're trying to make everybody happy. And I feel that's common for a lot of people. Like if I go to events with friends, like at any parties or anything where I don't know many people well, and I'm trying to make conversation, there's a lot of vanilla conversation happening. Like, have you ever been in this, Bree, where it's like, okay, we're just talking about the weather. And then,
okay, I smile because
we're gonna talk about this other presentation.
Because I'm all about vanilla though. I don't care for the, you and I have a different, like, and it's funny because we have a different pace that we like to have those conversations. I am a vanilla mm-hmm. person. I like the small talk. I can talk about the weather all day long. What do I do to every single podcast guest that comes on? I talk to them about the weather. Because for me, it's like, yeah, sure.
I think that's a great intro. Like if you need to start a conversation, totally. Like the weather's a great in. It's a great in. But if it stays about the weather, that's where I'm like, and I'm going because I'm done with this conversation. There is nothing of any interest to me here. And I think that's kind of how I operated for such a long time. I didn't want people mad at me. I didn't want people offended at me. Yeah. I didn't want to offend anyone else. I didn't like everything. And I think that a lot of women feel the same way. Like I know that a lot of women in our balance community feel the same way. We're just about to start phase 5 with people pleasing and boundaries, and people are super stoked and excited. And I'm super stoked and excited as well because this is something that along with mom guilt is holding women back. And when we are able to totally own ourselves and stand behind what we say and know that in our hearts it is valid and know that we can also repair any situation where we may say the wrong thing and mess up, because I've done that.
Yeah. Like we all have.
It just propels us with confidence.
Yeah.
Like makes us so much more confident. So this reel that I did was all about how it's mom's responsibility to monitor screen time. And it gets me really, really mad.
Which we're going to have a whole other episode about. I know we've had a couple about screen time, but this one has a very unique flavor to it that we're going to do.
Yeah. It gets me so mad because you see all that advice, limit kids' screen time this way, limit kids' screen time this way. And we don't get to the core question, why are moms having to be in charge of kids' screen time? Like, why are we pushing this on women? Why is this only being shared between women? Like, I don't see many of the guys concerned about kids' screen time at all. In fact, my husband's like, yeah, go play in your rooms on Roblox for like a few hours. I need to get some work done. And that's completely okay for him.
Yeah.
So the fact that like we as women are being held responsible for it and that it's dominating so much of our conversation, it just pisses me off. And I'm like, I'm done with it. So I started a reel yesterday and it said like, I was working during the day. My kids have been on my screens most of the morning. Like if they're not on screens, what else are they going to do? And then I went into being like, you know, no kids are playing outside with them. They like, I need to concentrate. So I'm not available for massive amounts of questions. Books are fine, but I mean, my kids don't gravitate to it. They want to go on screens because that's how they interact with their friends. That's, you know, it's just there. And so it was taken out of context and it was remixed in a reel that said, had me quoted as, if kids aren't on screens, what are they going to do? With like nothing else there, like no other explanation, nothing. And she was really nice. She said she loves me. She loves No Guilt Bomb, everything. But kids need to be bored. They need to be bored. And I agree with that to an extent. But it's also like seeing stuff I say taken out of context. I know how it works. Like, yeah. I know how social media works. And I'm like, I don't fault them at all. But at the same time, that would have killed me if I was at a different stage in my life than I am right now. It would have killed me. Going through that over and over again. I mean, like I tell this story of when I was like in the ultimate homemaking bundle and another really big creator said I was too much in the review. The information's good, but she's a little too much was the review. And
that is also something that has become so big. That is everywhere. Like just people talking about the whole like, you don't need to turn yourself down. You're not too much. No. Mm-hmm. They just clearly are. Oh, gosh. I heard a really good comeback for it and I forgot what it was. But it's like, you're not too loud. They're just their volume's just set too low or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they just their capacity for sound is too low. So, yeah, don't ever apologize for that. Man.
And it's also women have been taught to police other women. When you go outside of the feminine norm and ideal, other women are going to come after you. They totally are. It's just how the patriarchy is set up. And I say patriarchy a lot because I don't want to blame other women for this. I don't want to blame men for this behavior. This is just like the system that we're all taught to be in. And if we don't make ourselves aware of how it influences us, we can never change or get out of it. Hmm. So like me being too much, was I louder and more enthusiastic than the average person? Probably. That's how I am. And did that fit into the nice feminine ideal where I question what I say and I like finish every phrase with a question mark and be like, yeah, well, maybe this will work for you too. Or this is how I do it. I don't know about your family. Like all of those little like placating things that don't show a strong opinion. I wasn't following any of that. And so that would probably be too much.
Yeah.
You see a lot of that. You saw Brittany Mahomes get it with Patrick Mahomes. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kansas City Chiefs related. Yeah, I saw it. Where she asked, which way do we go from here? And they said that she was being rude. I think this kind of comes back to we're fighting against being told that we're only good if we make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Because again, it like if there's one thing I would love for somebody to walk away from this episode with is that it is not my job to ensure everyone's happiness in my life. It's not your job to make sure your mom is happy. It's not your job to make sure your spouse is happy. It's not your job to make sure that your kids are happy. Do you get to be concerned? Do you get to be like invested in their well-being? Yes, you totally get to be invested in that. But you're not the sole proprietor of responsibility of everything that happens. Like you're just not. That is a recipe for disaster.
It is. And it's like impossible to make everyone happy anyways. You're always going to upset someone. So you might as well make yourself happy first. And just make sure you're kind and I say kind and respectful, but that could be interpreted so many ways. What I mean is like I hold my strong opinions and I'm like, hey, like I'm going to hold myself to this. I don't agree with something you're saying, but, you know, this is my view. This is your view. here we go. And it, you can't make everyone happy. In fact, one time we thought we were doing the right thing on the podcast and we ended up upsetting so many people. And I promised you that story about all of our one-star reviews on the podcast. We're going to tell it to you right after this.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play. And we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
Okay, so Bree and I have never talked about this publicly ever.
Oh yeah, but it's a bit of a sore spot for Bree at least. I don't know how I still don't entirely know how I feel about the whole thing. I know I feel
it was
like
a zinger.
It's rough, but yeah, go ahead.
It was our first one. We came under attack for something, and we had the best of intentions, but it backfired horribly in some ways. And it happened about a year ago. So we had the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Dave Hollis, who wrote a children's book. He used to be married to Rachel Hollis. And he was a great interview. He showed his love for his kids, his family, this great example that he was setting for all of them, this book he wrote that was coming out. Like, it was a really wonderful, heartwarming interview. Mm-hmm. And the day the interview was supposed to air, it was Tuesday, February 14th, 2023.
How do you remember all the details?
Oh yeah, I remember it. And I open up my Instagram and I see his picture shared by Jamie Kern Lima, who's an author. And I'm like, oh wow, how like bizarre. Like, she's posting a picture of Dave, like right on the day our episode airs. That's cool. Like, and then I read the caption and I learned that he had passed away suddenly, which was a shock. It was a complete shock. Just because also he was such a wonderful person when we talked to him.
Yeah.
And so I was like grief struck and stricken that like someone could be taken away this fast with no warning whatsoever. I know I reached out to some other podcast hosts who had interviewed him as well, and they were feeling the same way. And at the same time, we had this episode that had aired already.
Yeah.
Like, it was already published.
The joys of being on the Pacific. I mean, Pacific time zone. We're like, yeah, that thing had already been out for a while before we even woke up that day.
Yeah, it had already been published. And so you and I talked and we're like, okay, like, let's just record a little intro saying like, we're aware this happened and like, we want to dedicate this interview to him. It was a great, great interview and shows him as a wonderful man and he'll be missed. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. We put it out there. And then like a few hours later, I start getting like bombarded on Instagram about how dare you using one man's death for your monetary gain and to get more podcast listeners. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm like,
and at first,
no, what?
First of all, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Second of all, like, it wasn't our intentions whatsoever. And I did respond to that one, and I'm like, it was already out, but like this person was having nothing of it. Yeah. They were just on the attack. And then we got like, what,
Reddit.
5, 6, 7?
Then Reddit came after us.
1-star reviews. Yeah, but first we saw the reviews, yeah. Like of those reviews that were just attacking us, saying we were horrible people. How dare we? And I mean, you could go back in Apple Podcasts when you're leaving a review of 5 stars.
You'll see a batch.
But you could see those reviews. You could see, yeah. You could see the batch of the 1-star reviews. So we were like, what is going on? Like, I don't know what to do. I reached out to my mentor. I reached out to everyone. And like my mentor was actually like, yeah, I saw a Reddit thread you guys were mentioned on this morning involving this. I was like, going to tell you, but I just forgot. I forgot. And I'm like, it's okay. Yeah. So I go find the Reddit thread and there it is. They're saying like this. And there were some people on there supporting us and being like, hey, this wasn't right at all. Like you guys are reading way too much into it. And basically what we had to do is we just had to let it run its course, not fight yeah. back against it. And eventually people lost interest and moved on.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's a really good point because we really had to sit there and think like, first of all, we both had to fight against our people-pleasing aspect of like, okay, mm-hmm. well, we need to make this person happy that's reaching out to us on Instagram and telling us that they're unhappy. And then it was yeah. like, well, wait a minute. First of all, is making this one person happy going to be what's best for the overall thing? Because again, our whole purpose was to shine light on and be like, this, you know, Dave was a wonderful person. He was fantastic. Yeah. Listen to this great book that's still coming out mm-hmm. that is like, because I can't remember if the book had just come out or was getting ready to come out, but it was like, he still wrote this amazing book with this child. We still want the content to be there. And by pulling it back, it's like saying that let's not hear about any of the great things he was doing. And also, mm-hmm. it makes it seem like there was something nefarious going on there by pulling back. I felt. So like it yeah. was, so we were it was really like, torn on that. And it, and I don't think either of us felt good at the end of the day. It's like, no matter what option we make, we feel terrible now.
No, but looking back at it, we did do the right thing yeah. overall. Just sticking with it yeah. and like riding the wave through all of the criticism and harsh comments because right. they're hard to take.
Because no,
but you do it.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
You do it once. And then it becomes easier and easier to put stuff out there because after that instance and after like all of my emotions had passed, I'm like, well, shoot, I can't really make people happy. Like, it's like it's an impossible thing to think that this could be under my control. Like, it's not under my control whatsoever. And it gave me the freedom to say, well, I'm. Might as well just put what makes me happy out there and like I can stand behind and that I think will help people because there's always going to be someone complaining and trying to bring you down and they don't matter as much as the people that you're actually doing it for and actually trying to help.
Well,
and yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing to keep in mind too is that, so yeah, so that's the very public version of it, right? Of people pleasing, of people trying to bring you down, never going to make everybody happy. Pulling this more into the view of the scope of your role in your family, mm-hmm. there's always things that you're going to do that's going to upset another family member for whatever mm-hmm. reason. Like we just recorded an episode this morning with Julie Cole, Mabel's Labels, and we were talking about mom guilt, right? And how your kids being like, mom, you know, you're always working or you're on your phone all the time. Your spouse could even be like, it feels like you're always going to your yoga class and whatever, right? Like you're always going to have someone that's going to be unhappy. But you can't please everybody. And pleasing them the words are not coming to Bree's brain right now. To the removal?
It happens.
To the detriment.
Going against yourself.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
It was like yeah. little flashers just went off in my brain. Like you just won like the jackpot.
I get that all the time. Word. Sometimes I'm on it with words and sometimes I am not. And I don't know what the difference
sometimes
is.
Sometimes words
I wish
are,
I could like bottle it.
Sometimes words are hard. Yeah. But yeah, so like trying to make other people happy to the detriment of yourself doesn't do anyone any good. Because for starters, that only perpetuates that thought process they had going on. Mom is on her phone. That means she doesn't love me. She only loves me when she's not on her phone. Not realizing that because mom is on her phone, answering this email, making this phone call, doing whatever she needs to do, that's what allows mom to be with me for the next hour, right? Because she did it that way instead of being in the office or whatever. And that by going to have, and like our, say our spouse is like, you're never home, you always go to yoga class or whatever. By going to yoga, I'm keeping my body fit and I'm keeping myself happy. And I'm that the fitness means that I can run and play and not be exhausted. My joints don't hurt. And I'm feeling fulfilled and happy and rejuvenated. I know you hate that word. Rejuvenated when I come back. Like, but by you giving that up, that makes them, it just perpetuates that story that they're telling themselves that you don't love me and that's why you're not here. And that's not true.
Yeah, and it makes you resentful. It makes you resentful because it's something that means a lot to you and it's just going to impair your relationship. I mean, like I have conversations with my husband all the time about him staying late at work. Like he's always staying late at work. He's always just forgets like how late he is, or like he gets pulled in by somebody else and he like talks about it. And it's like it's at the point now where I've told him so many times. He knows it makes me unhappy. He apologizes each time he does it. And it's just something that is in his personality that it, as much as being loud and out there is in my personality, this whole like getting distracted and losing track of time, it's in his personality. It's in it.
Yeah.
So they're like sticking with it and like apologizing, of course, for being like, hey, like, I know I missed this. I'm sorry. Or mine, I know I yelled in your ear. I'm sorry. I know I divulged too much at the family dinner. I'm sorry. Those are the things I do. But like,
oh God.
I mean, it's like, it's just a give and take. It's an apologizing thing. But if there is something that makes you happy that people are like pulling back against you, I mean, that is a fight that's worth fighting. Fight that fight.
But I mean,
they're going to come around it or something. It's going to create a better relationship between the two of you because through my husband staying with that fight, it has told me that, hey, you know what? This is something I need to accept just as he needs to accept me being loud and out there.
Yeah. I mean, so like we're not saying that when somebody comes to you again, like to anonymous, to our one-star review anonymous person, we're not saying that when someone comes to you and says that something that you have done has upset them, that you should be like, well, forget you. I'm doing what makes me happy. We're not saying that what we're saying is just pause, hear what they said, and then think about why you did what you did. And if why you did what you did was fulfilling something that makes you happy and had healthy boundaries, and you would love to see your children and or your loved one expressing as well on their own, then you say, I hear you. I'm going to do it again, but I hear you. I mean,
I hear it.
I hear you, and this is why I did X, Y, Z. I hear that made you feel like da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But this is why I did it.
Exactly. So we hope that we have given you some ammo for dealing with the people-pleasing and boundaries just from hearing the stuff that we've gone through recently and by sharing it, and that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to make everyone happy. In fact, it is much better if you don't have that goal because it's not under your control, as I have learned very hard.
Embrace your one-star reviews, people. That's what we're telling you. Embrace them.
I tell you, like a lot of the criticism you're going to get by not trying to make people happy, that criticism is going to come at you and you're going to be like, no, you proved my point. You're good.
Yeah, but check. I'm going to do that again.
Yes, exactly. So remember, the best mom is a happy mom. Take care of you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.